The water surface still and black. There was so much more that needed to be done. He had been so close to the truth. All the information was inside his head. Only there and nowhere else. Nothing was written down. The secrets would follow him into eternity. Knowing that hurt him deeply. Tears found their way down the thin lines of his face and mixed with the blood that trickled out of his body. He had never thought about how it would be to die. His fears about the future had all been about dementia and other diseases that would slowly make his brain wither. Diseases that would stop his brain from figuring things out that nobody else could ever figure out. He had always enjoyed it. Enjoyed the fact his brain was slightly sharper than everyone else's. He had never met his match. Not until now. He must have misread the situation completely. He would never know why. But something else was bothering him. Something from his past had finally caught up with him. He tried to scream. He wanted to say something so badly. He tried to open his mouth, tried to form his last words. But all his power had poured out of him, drip by drip. Darkness embraced him, and from that moment, there was no more pain. Chapter 1. Erden's blue hull slid in beautifully next to the snow-covered quay. Silently, and with great precision, the pilot had steered her along the islets outside of Sotra-Uvud through the black night. The 131-foot ship took up a lot of the space in the small fishing harbour. Smergen Harbour was empty, except for MS Sutton. She rested in her regular spot further in by the quay. Everybody on the ship was asleep except the captain, the deckhands and the cook. One of the deckhands jumped ashore and lit a cigarette, although his moustache was so full of ice that it completely covered his mouth. "Jan, for fuck's sake, it's freezing," he shouted to his colleague while his exhaled breath formed a massive cloud in front of him. "Take this now," the deckhand on board the ship said as he threw the painter towards the thick mooring rope. Once they had moored and thanked the pilot, they headed up to the bridge where the captain was waiting for them. They still had a lot to do before their shift was over, but they all thought they needed a well-deserved break.
"Put it here,"
the captain said and cleared some papers and nautical charts from the chart table. The cook, Jimena, walked over with a tray full of smørrebrød and a thermos. The captain glanced at the tray and nodded his head in approval. 7 chimes sounded from the ship's bell. In 30 minutes it would be 4 p.m.
"At least we're lucky when it comes to the food," he said without looking at Jimena.
The deckhands let the captain pick the first sandwich. Lucky for them, he despised both fish and shellfish. In his mind, eating shellfish was as vile as eating scorpions. He even left the sandwiches topped with fried plaice, remoulade, lemon and dill. Jan and Karsten helped themselves to them, as well as the sandwiches topped with mountains of peeled shrimp. Karsten winked at Jimena. It was always a good idea to stay friendly with the cook. That was something he had learned many years ago on his maiden voyage. The fact Jimena looked like a goddess didn't make it very hard. Jan elbowed him in the side and Karsten turned his focus towards the sandwiches again, while Jimena left the room as quietly as she had entered it.
"How long are we planning to stay here?" Jan asked. "We'll leave when the scientists are done with their conference at Smergen's Hasvard," the captain said. "And when do you think that'll be?"
Karsten asked.
"I don't know yet, but I'll probably know more this afternoon."
"Can we have an open bar on board the ship?" Karsten asked. Saturday had been Jan's birthday. The captain seemed to be in a good mood, so it was a great opportunity for questions and requests.
"Tonight I'm invited to the banquet with all the other scientists, so the ship will be empty until tomorrow morning. We'll stay at the hotel tonight. So sure, set up a bar for the crew. But don't invite too many ladies this time. I did not like what happened in Copenhagen."
Captain Jakob Odinson looked up from his liver pate sandwich.